Hello everybody, I'm George Milan, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about Israel trying to destroy peace in the Middle East. A few days ago, that memorandum of understanding was signed between the United States and the Islamic Republic of Iran. Won't go through the terms of that, but an immediate cessation of hostilities, 60-day period to negotiate the minutiae. Now, wouldn't it be better to negotiate all these details first? Yes, maybe, but then the fighting might be going on for another 60 days. It's better to have Jaw-jaw than war. Was it Harold Macmillan who said that? But Israel continues its illegal occupation of Lebanon and its illegal occupation of Syria, not to mind Palestine. Incidentally, today, the United Nations ruled again that Israel is deliberately committing genocide by targeting children in Gaza. This is months after they supposedly ended their war against Gaza, and no Gazan has killed an Israeli soldier for months or wounded one. So Gaza is virtually disarmed, and still hundreds of civilians have been murdered by the Israelis since that so-called end of the conflict. But back to this. So in the memorandum of understanding, Iran specifies that this includes Lebanon, that any attack by the United States or America's allies on Lebanon will be a breach of this agreement. And obviously the Iranians are going to hit back because they're well regarded by a segment of the Lebanese population, Hezbollah. The Party of God is a political party there with its own armed groups. Now, Lebanon is not a very strong country. People have sometimes said it's been a failed state. It had a civil war for decades, and Israel was partially responsible for that. All right, so was Syria and others. But anyway, and that's why Hezbollah, its militia, is almost as strong as the Lebanese military. There have been some direct negotiations between Lebanon and Israel for the first time in decades. Lebanon does not recognize Israel. There's never talk about Jordanization. Could Lebanon have the same deal as Jordan, just be a neutral state, not be fighting Israel, have no foreign troops on their soil, and that was it, and they could live in peace, and they could trade the Israelis, they could do nothing to save the Palestinians, Palestinians could continue to live there, become Lebanese citizens, but that's it. But Israel's continued its onslaught against Lebanon, presumably to wreck the peace deal, attacking what they say are Hezbollah targets, shooting dead two people in Lebanon just the other day, you know. So man was standing near a bulldozer and was shot dead, two unarmed people, and so on. And so it goes on. Israel declares these so-called security zones, which means total insecurity for the defenseless Lebanese people there. So the Israeli terrorists continue their murder of civilians in Lebanon and elsewhere. So you can see what a menace to world peace they are and the world economy, how this conflict, the closing the Straits of Hormuz, has led to higher energy prices, is hurting the economy all around the world. So they said they carried out over 150 airstrikes over the past week. Over 83 people were killed, almost all of them civilians, and so on. So it's just sickening the impunity with which they commit these barbaric crimes. Anyway, so Israel's got absolutely no right to an inch of Lebanon. Anyway, over the last few months, 4,192 people have been killed in Lebanon, the great majority of them civilians. About 1.2 million people have been displaced. That's about a third of the population of Lebanon had to flee their homes. Some of them have been able to come back. Some of them even fled Lebanon, went to neighboring countries, Syria. For a long time, it was the Syrians who fleeing to Lebanon and not the other way around. So you see this illegal aggression against them. And not surprisingly, some Lebanese have a high opinion of Hezbollah, saying, well, they're the only ones who are defending us, who are striking back against the Israelis. We have to retaliate, or they're not going to stop these barbarous attacks on us. Now, there are other Lebanese who take a different view, partly because they're a different religious denomination, Sunni or Christian or Druze, and don't like Hezbollah, don't like their ideology, and also say they provoke Israel, they drag us into a conflict that we might otherwise be able to avoid. So Iran feels honor-bound to defend its ally, Hezbollah, and to strike back at Israel. We know that Israel's Iron Dome means that the Iranian attacks on Israel are fairly ineffective. They're almost always stopped. The United States might feel obliged to ride to the rescue of Israel. And despite, you know, these shills like Ben Shapiro saying, oh, well, Israel's big enough to look after itself years ago. No, they were appealing for help for Uncle Sam to attack Iran. Well, they got that, and to get these munitions for free, to get money for free, despite Israel being a very, very rich country. What sort of hold does Israel have over the United States? Why on earth should they give billions of dollars to an already wealthy country? And there is no Zionist conspiracy or Jewish conspiracy. Absolutely not. There's a Zionist lobby in the United States, which is about whatever, what Israel wants. But it's not about, they don't have a corporate view on transport or the environment or healthcare or something like that. And most Zionists are not Jewish by faith or ethnicity. Most of them are Christian fundamentalists. And plenty of Jews are non-Zionist or even anti-Zionist. And of course, some Israelis, about 20% of Israelis, are not Jewish at all. So there should be no prejudice towards people of any faith or any ethnicity or any citizenship. And that includes Jews. And that includes whether Israeli or not, and Israelis whether Jewish or not. Goodness. So, but the United States might not weigh in. Obviously, people are growing tired of this. The Democrats are almost all against this war. So the Republicans are against this war. They have ended it now. They're about 3.5 months to go to the midterm elections. If they're going to have any stand, any chance, sorry, 4.5 months, is it? Any chance of the midterm elections, they better end it now. We see how it's damaging the world economy. Now, the Iranians, they attacked the Gulf Arab states, despite them not actually attacking Iran, because they realized they were not effective against the U.S. military, but they could be effective against the U.S. economy by attacking the Gulf Arab states and the Strait of Hormuz, closing it to all but ships of friendly nations. I can see why they did that. I mean, if I was them, would I have done it? I probably would, even though it is illegal. But they say the U.S. has launched its war illegally, breaks the law all the time. Israel is the biggest international criminal in the world, committing terrorism in many different countries, like the murder of Gerard Bull in Belgium, for example, way back in 1990. But come back to the Strait of Hormuz, because the Iranians threatened to close it last year when they were attacked last June, and they didn't. And when they're attacked on the 20th of February, say, well, we've got to do something. You killed our supreme leader. It doesn't get more provocative than that. We're back to the wall. All the bets are off. The gloves are coming off. We'll go for the Straits of Hormuz. We didn't do that. And then you aggressed us anyway. So now we're going to go for the jugular. And so they did that. And then it was revolting to hear Donald Trump say the U.S. ought to be able to charge tolls on this because it's the guardian angel. Are you out of your mind? Well, obviously, he is vile. How far from the truth can you possibly be? The United States, which started this illegal war of aggression, thousands of people have been killed, most of them civilians, 150 little girls burned to death in their school by Donald Trump. Yeah, they're Iranian, so somehow their lives don't count. Can you imagine how the US would react if foreigners had killed 150 little girls in an American school? Wow. It's an atrocity. And there's no contrition out of Donald J. Trump or any US politicians of RC or anyone in the US military has recognized what a sickening massacre this that they perpetrated against these Iranian children. So it's more terrorism by the United States. Just because they wear uniforms, it doesn't mean that it's not terrorism. So do what you can to work for peace. Obviously, boycott, divestment, sanctions against Israel and its illegal occupation and its countless crimes against the long-suffering and heavily oppressed Palestinian people would be a good place to start. Peace now.